Lesson 7. Now we are cooking. Welcome to Now we are cooking, where eating gourmet doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg. Each week, we break down culinary masterpieces from world-famous chefs and take you step by step from choosing the right ingredients to serving them up. Today, we've got a lasagna by our guest chef, Vincent Chambert, that will knock your socks off. I mean, it's really out of this world.Chef Chambert is here with us to share his recipe and teach us a few tricks of the trade. Welcome, Chef Chambert. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for having me, Brian. The lasagna we'll make today is your own recipe?
Yes.
And we'll make it all from scratch. Certainly, and all with fresh ingredients. That's really the secret to top-notch cooking. When did you first dream up this special lasagna?About 8 years ago, I was eating at a friend's party and realized how lifeless most people's lasagna is. I wanted a lasagna with a zip, something that would stick to the ribs but won't weigh you down. So I went home that night and baked about 15 trays of it until I came upon this recipe. Incredible! It took some time, but you really came up with something unique. Well, let's get started.As you are here on Now We Are Cooking to prove that even amateurs can make meals to die for, we invite a member of our studio audience to lend a hand in the preparation of the dish. Today we have Beatrice from San Diego. Welcome, Beatrice.
Hello.
Are you ready? I'm really a terrible cook. That's why you are here, Beatrice, to show the world that you too can make exquisite food.Just give it your best shot.
Okay, I will try.
I guess the proof is in the pudding, or at least the lasagna in this case. That's right. Okay, let's take a short commercial break, and then we will pick up with our lasagna where we left off. Hello, welcome back to Now We're Cooking. During the commercial break, we mixed the cheeses and the spices, boiled the noodles, and made a sauce from homegrown tomatoes.So now we are ready to put this baby together. I think I overboiled the noodles.
No, Beatrice, you did fine. You caught them in the nick of time.
Well, that brings up a good point. For lasagnas or any pasta dish that will be baked or reheated later, you want to undercook the noodles. This prevents them from getting soggy when you recook them later.
Absolutely, Brian.
So let's get to it.You may notice that Beatrice has laid out the noodles flat while we are waiting to use them. This is so that they don't dry in weird positions before we get a chance to put lasagna together. Great, now the rest of this is really a piece of cake.
You said it.
We're just gonna put down a layer of noodles, then sauce, then cheese, and keep on like that till we fill the tray. Here, Beatrice, you try.
Okay.
Now, to give this lasagna some kick, you want to list the lasagna throughout with a grated cheese that has bed. Beatrice is using a nice, robust pecorino cheese. Looking great, Beatrice.
Thanks.
While Beatrice finishes up here, I will show you a treat that I finished and baked ahead of time. Let me help you. Can our cameras get a shot of that?Now, that's a lasagna you can sink your teeth into. Thanks, Mr. Chambert. That's all for our show today. Folks, as always, don't forget what we always say here at Now We're Cooking. The devil's in the details and the secret's in the sauce.